Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 5th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as per tradition, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, you know, I'm so proud of everyone. We made it through another week. We're good. We're doing great.
And you are here for Secure Your Stuff Friday. Hi, Nate. We are going to talk a little bit about security, you know, the news of the week, as we often do. And we actually have some good news to start with this week.
Yeah, this is good news. So this is an app update for Signal. This is an app that we mentioned before, probably a while ago. This is a open source, end-to-end encrypted private messaging app. And mm-hmm. I think you can make phone calls with it too, maybe video calls. But this is an app that is very highly regarded in the privacy community. So they're doing pretty good work too. And with their recent update, they added something that users have been wanting for a while, as I understand it.
Okay.
And that is an anti-spam feature.
Ooh.
So now when you get a message from someone who is not in your contacts list, it will appear as sort of like, I don't know really, I'm not sure how to describe it, but you won't automatically get it in your inbox. It'll be on a separate kind of screen, and you'll see options on the screen to block the person, delete the message entirely, or accept it, and then it will go into your inbox.
Okay.
Or if it is actually spam, then there will be a button to report spam and block. So
nice.
Good news.
Yeah, that sounds a little familiar in that, like, if you get a message from someone else a text message from someone who's not in your contacts, when you get that, it says, like, you know, this message might be junk mail, you know, if that person's not in your contacts, and you can, like, take an action on it, you know, depending what you want to do. So it's nice to see that in Signal. I don't use Signal a ton, so I don't really get a lot of spam there. I basically don't get any. So I was like, this was a very good news, bad news story. I was like, oh, Signal has spammers. But then I was like, oh, but they're actually doing something about it. So yay. Like,
yeah.
So that was good news. Now, I believe we can call this good news, too.
Yeah, I think it is good news.
Okay.
The cybersecurity agency called Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, otherwise known as CISA, it sounds like the FCC is behind this, or maybe it is from CISA. So basically, this report is from the Wall Street Journal. So they say they are now requiring all federal agencies to patch all the security flaws that may be in their systems, and they have 6 months to do so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is obviously good. As I wrote in my article of the report, we've talked about before, you know, there's been a lot of ransomware attacks and other kinds of cybersecurity attacks against the U.S. Mm-hmm. with Colonial Pipeline, other important companies. There has been other initiatives, as we've talked about before. CISA has also formed an initiative in the past called Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative to help public agencies and private companies collaborate with each other and share information about these attacks. What I thought was interesting about this new news is it sounds like all security flaws have to be patched, even if this includes flaws that may be listed as low risk and not really a top priority. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it's a priority now.
Indeed. And I'm glad to hear it. It's good to know that they're taking some action. We reported on when this happened, we reported on the joint cybersecurity stuff as well, and talking about like reporting ransomware attacks and being able to better defend against those. And this is the thing that's going to help. You know, we've seen mm-hmm. a few huge things in the last year or so where no one would have been susceptible to the worm, except they literally hadn't run a single software update in like a year. And so that's what, you know, womp womp. So that was kind of the problem with that. Next up, unfortunately, we have to bring some balance to the force and go with our ever popular portion of the program, This Week in Data Breaches.
Yeah. So this report is from VPN Mentor. They found along, so their team, they say it's led by Noam Rotem and Ran Lokar. They discovered a data breach from phlebotomy training specialists. It sounds like this company or entity is involved with training medical students. Mm-hmm. And they say, unfortunately, the company was storing the complete records of 10,000 of students nationwide on a single open cloud account. And this is pretty common when it comes to data leaks. You know, this is a Amazon Web Services S3 bucket that was not password protected at all.
Yep.
And they store data, it says, from students, staff members, and people applying to its courses.
Yeah. Phlebotomy is the people who operate needles. If you end up with phlebotomy training. So those are the folks that are getting whose data is being exposed by this. Not great. Unfortunately, if you're using an AWS, if you're using an AWS bucket for anything, put a password on it, please.
Please. That's the bare minimum. Come on, folks.
It's literally the least you can do. We have a couple of other things we want to talk about this week. We have an update on something we've already discussed and some practical tips as usual. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is ZocDoc. Now, ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating, and you can read reviews from actual patients. All you have to do is download the ZocDoc app. It's free, and it's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance and book either in-person or video appointments. And this isn't just for a primary care doctor. You can also find a dentist or a psychiatrist or an eye doctor. They have loads of specialists there that you can choose from. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. So here's what you need to do. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app, sign up for free, and you can book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO, ZocDoc.com/TDO, and we'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, the next story is interesting to me because this is sort of the follow-on to something that we've already talked about, which is there was a breach, I believe it was a breach, at Twitch, which leaked everything. All the users, all kinds of payment, like what kinds of payments were going out to people, and all of the source code. And as a result of the source code getting out there, we have our latest story.
Yeah, so I'm glad you phrased it this way, because what I was going to say, I think this, like, going along with our theme for today, I think this story is both good and bad news. Like, it's bad that it happened, but it's good that it, it's finally coming to light.
Yes, definitely.
So a report on Thursday says that hackers were able to launder $10 million on Twitch through... they have this platform called Bits, and I guess it can be used for currency. So they say viewers can, like, they buy these bits, and then they send them to the streamers as, like, I appreciate you, you're doing cool work. So the money laundering happened. Remember on Wednesday, we talked about identity theft, and Jeff had mentioned... you know, in order to steal someone's identity, a hacker can really collect a lot of information out there because there are so many of these data breaches and leaks.
Yeah.
And you know, if you say something on Facebook, well, maybe a hacker could combine that with something else.
Yep.
In this case, they used credit cards.
Stolen
credit card data. And the hackers, they apparently made deals with smaller time Twitch streamers. So they would send them large amounts of money through this bit online currency. And mm-hmm. then the streamers would refund 80% of the money to bank accounts owned by the scammers. And then as part of the deal, they would keep 20% for themselves.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a bad scene. This is another one of those reasons that we tell you about all this stuff is because if we come and tell you about it every week, these are the kinds of things that can happen. These are the kinds of things that are exactly the fallout from stuff like the source code got leaked and somebody took a look at that and figured out how they could do this and, use their powers for evil, which isn't great. So.
And it also, like, good news, bad news, it does sound like the source code leak helped them. This was a group of streamers from Turkey. It sounded like they were the ones who started noticing some things. And they were able to connect the dots by looking at the leaked data from Twitch.
Yeah. So, because what they found was that there were streamers on Twitch who had very few followers, who were not like super popular, and they were making truckloads of money through this bit currency, and looking at that and going, that seems suspicious. And guess what? It was. So, yeah, interesting. So, and we're going to see more stories like this. And as we do, we will tell you about them here. What I'd like to do is spend a moment and talk about some practical tips. And the first of them is as we've talked about previously, there's some gift tips and some gift picks that we can give you. And one thing that's an easy thing to give that you don't have to worry about running out on a store shelf, you don't have to worry about shipping to anybody, is if you can give somebody services. I'm going to pay for a year of a thing for you so that you have it and, you know, it happens instantly and everything's done. You don't have to go to the mall, any of that stuff. And like a lot of times those picks are pretty great. And so we're here to tell you about a couple of VPN picks that would make good presents for people, particularly if you are someone who does IT for your contacts, whoever they may be, friends or family or whatever. This is a good option for you, is to give people a VPN. And most of the time you can use most VPNs on multiple devices, maybe not at once, but you can have a VPN set up on your iOS device or on your iPad. You can set it up on your Mac to enable and disable easily. There are shortcuts that I know integrate, like turn on and off your VPN and things like that. So there are a lot of ways that you can make sure that you're using them when you need to, in order to keep everything safe. And OVPN is one of those organizations. And I'm talking about them because they were recommended to me by a friend of mine. Hi, Sean. And he uses them, is very happy with them, and is somebody very particular about this kind of thing. So I know it's a solid recommendation. They have a Black Friday exclusive deal that is available right now. And you get 2 years of their VPN service for $4.44 a month, which means you get 2 years of service for $106. And it can be on 6 simultaneous devices. And they will give you a free t-shirt. And you can also get something called multi-hop, which is sort of like the same way Private Relay works, where you go through more than one server, so that your traffic is even harder to trace if somebody really, really wanted to. They give you multi-hop, which is one of their paid features, and you get that for free for signing up for 2 years for this $106. And it goes to 2 different data centers in different countries prior to actually making it to your actual destination. So you can turn that on as well. And the savings on that is $277. So, it's normally $384 for this 2-year deal, and you can get it for $106. You can get it as a gift. So, it would definitely, and that's US dollars. They do offer service in other countries. So if you have international folks you want to buy gifts for and you definitely don't want to be putting them in the mail, this may be a good way to do that as well. So I will have a link to them in the show notes. Their website is ovpn.com. You can read more about their security practices and the kind of stuff that they use to make sure that your data is safe and protected. And you can check them out there. Now, Andrew, I know you have one for us because this is the one that you use.
Yes. So this is Proton VPN. I'm already a member. I personally think they're great. And they sent me an email about this. They are offering a 50% off deal, limited time year-end offer on their paid plan. So they do have a couple of different offers. So one deal gives you 50% off, another one gives you 40% off, another one gives you 25% off. It just depends on if you're paying yearly or monthly. Mm-hmm. But the 50% off is for when you prepay for 2 years of service. And that will cost you $120, which they say nets out to about $5 a month.
Yeah. So, and yeah, they've got some good deals. There's money back guarantees on these. And I know that Proton VPN is available on like everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, iOS, macOS, iPadOS, it's all there.
Windows machines, Linux machines, if you've got those, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah. And they're another one that's a worldwide service as well, where you can get, you know, like if you have people in other countries, things like that, you can use those pretty easily. So
that's you know, they list off of things in the email, like here's all the great things about us. And they do mention with a paid plan, you'll have access to, they say, over 1,300 servers in 61 countries.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that I think is interesting about them is that they sort of they started working with journalists out in the field who needed to be able to access things. So, you know, if you're a reporter in China, getting out from behind the Great Firewall is a thing you need to do. And so they, like, that's part of where all of their stuff came from. And they just want to make sure that everybody is able to get on the internet and not have to be snooped on while they do it. And they're in Switzerland. So, you know, those are the rules they have to abide by. And those are different rules than what they are in most other places. And theirs are kind of like, just, you know, do what you need to do. It's fine. So that's helpful. That's one of the things that's good about Proton VPN. So I'm glad we were able to talk about them as well. Thanks, Andrew. That's going to do it for us today. So thanks so much, as always, for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And as always, have a good weekend, everyone.
Indeed. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.